don't spit that out. I followed the recipe, and I worked hard on those eggs.
Well, they don't taste quite right. I think you must have put in too much salt. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I hope you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. Salt is good, but too much? Yuck. Games and entertainment are kind of like that, too. A little bit can be fun, but too much can be harmful. God wants you to glorify Him in everything you do, and to do that, you need moderation. Otherwise, even good things can take over your life and distract you from Him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, Paul writes this, "You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you." And now our story for today. It's entitled, "Too Much of a Good Thing." Devin was playing on his tablet when it suddenly went dark. "Mom," he called, "my time ran out. Can I please have more time? I want to finish building my defenses." "Sorry, Devin," Mom answered. "You've had enough time on the tablet today." "Please, Mom," Devin begged, but Mom quietly shook her head no. Devin sighed. "Fine," he said. "I'll go see what Ellery's doing." Devin found Ellery in the kitchen and quickly sneaked one of the delicious-looking deviled eggs she was making before she could stop him. As he started to swallow, he gagged on the egg and spit it out in the sink. "Hey," Ellery cried. "Don't be mean. I worked hard on those eggs." "No, Maddie, I'm serious," Devin exclaimed. "You try one." Ellery tried one and quickly spit hers out, too. "They're so salty. I followed the recipe, though. It said to put in a quarter cup of salt." Devin looked at the recipe. "Ellery, you read it wrong. It only takes a quarter teaspoon of salt. No wonder they're so salty." The kids looked at each other. "Dad needs one." They brought an egg to Dad, who eagerly took a bite but couldn't swallow it. Then Ellery produced a bowl and a glass of water from behind her back, and Dad quickly spit the egg in the bowl and took a long drink of water. After the kids' giggles quieted down, Dad said, "Devin, this egg reminds me of your conversation with Mom earlier. Just like the right amount of salt enhances the flavor of the eggs, your games can enhance your life and help you learn. But with too much salt, the eggs were ruined, and too many games on your tablet can be harmful to you, too." "So, it's possible to have too much of a good thing?" asked Devin. Dad nodded. "Jesus loves us and set us free from sin, and He wants us to enjoy good, fun things in our lives, but we need to do them in moderation. If they keep us from doing other good things, like caring for others and spending time with them, it's too much. It might not look the same every time, but you can pray about it and ask God to help you make good decisions about how you spend your time." Dad winked. "And your parents are happy to help, too." So how about you? When you find something you enjoy, do you spend all of your time doing that one thing? God wants you to enjoy fun things in your life, but it's possible to have too much of a good thing. If something is causing you to neglect your responsibilities or your relationships with God, family, or friends, it's too much. Ask God to give you wisdom and to help you do the things you enjoy in moderation. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
"You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you."
And our key thought: do things in moderation. Hey, has listening to Keys for Kids helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how the devotional has impacted you. Tell me your story. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic with your parents' permission. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.